Okay, Parshas Truma. Maybe okay, Baruch for Shchodesh Adar a little bit. Tashin Ayin Ches. Alur Nishbein Tchus for Shlema for Naomi Bas Malka. Baruch Tzvi Ben Rifkabas. Pesuk Shachal Yisrael. Probably the most famous pasuk in the entire Parsha of Asul Yimitash for Shachanti Pesuchem. And Moshe Sturmbach and the Sefer Tam Badas. Baruch Hashem, I just got the Sefer today. I'm still missing a couple of the Chachal, but I got Shmos. Tam Badas or Moshe Sturmbach quotes a Sforno. And it says in this pasuk Chav Hei Ches, and he reads the Svarnos on the next pasuk Tes. Says, what is the deeper pshat over here? V'shachanti b'socham. What's going on over here? So the Svarno explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu lived amongst Klal Yisrael before the Egel Azov. Kadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere. He said he's still everywhere, but because once the Egel Azov came, it wasn't the same. Lo kmo shehayah inin kol ma'egel. V'chol malkom avayelecha v'erachticha. Says the Svarno, after the sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metzamtzem himself to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means, v'asul yimikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. You have to make yourself a mikdash. Now, obviously, every Jew can connect to the Baruch from everywhere, wherever they go, but specifically the Beis HaMikdash, says Rav Moshe Sturmbach, and what's the Beis HaMikdash that we have? It's the Shechina of the Batei Knesios, it's the Shechina of the Beis Medrash. And he says, how careful do we have to be able to daven, able to learn in the Beis Medrash, to be able to daven in shuls. He says, you want to know where the Rabbanu Shalom is? You have to go to shul, go to the Beis Medrash. Really, it's the opposite of the Kotzker. The Kotzker says, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu found? Where's the Kotzker's Yartzai last week? The Kotzker says, wherever you let him in. Kotzker says, where can you find Hashem? Kotzker says, wherever you let him in. Says Rav Moshe Sturmbach, really, there's an added level of Shechina, Dafka in the Beis Medrash, Dafka in the base Knesset. So where do we see this? We see it from this Sforno, who says at the end of the day, that was only after, before the Egel, we didn't need that limited space. Now, after the Cheda Egel, we needed to have that place to be able to meet up with the Rabbanu Shalom. Beautiful idea, the Sforno of Rav Moshe Sturmbach. The second idea comes to us from the Baal Shem Tov, and also Rav Moshe of the Ozhrav. So the pasuk says in Perek Chavei pasuk Chaf, "Hayu kruvim parsley kanafam lamalos seichim mechanfem al kaporos ufneim isha alachiv al kaporos yepneya kruvim. The kruvim shall be with wings spread upward, sheltering the lid with their wings and their faces towards one another. Towards the lid shall be the faces of the kruvim." The Baal Shem Tov explains, and this is brought down by the Sefer called Chassidus Avort, got by the Mir Sfarim store. He says that a Jew has to have three loves in their life. You have to have a love of other Bona Shom, a love of Avas Hashem. Avas HaTorah, a Jew has to love Torah, and Avas Yisrael. You have to love people. Obviously, a person has to love himself also, which I think is all three. Maybe you can really include that in Avas Yisrael also. It says about Shem, that a person has to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love the Torah, and love Jews. And Moshe of Ozhrav actually says that we see that actually in the Pasuk as well. He says, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Porsei Kenafim Lamala. Right? What does that mean, Porsei Kenafim Lamala? The wings shall be spread upward. That refers to Avas Hashem. And the part of the pasuk Soichim Chadfeim Ala Kaporis. What does that mean? Soichim Chadfeim Ala Kaporis. It's sheltering the lid with their wings, with their faces toward, right? Sheltering the lid with their wings. What does it mean, sheltering the wings? Sheltering the lid with their wings. What's the lid? That refers to the Avas HaTorah. Right? Remez Avas HaTorah Munechas Ba'aron. Right? In the lid. That's referring to the Aron. Upneim El Ish El Achiv. And that they're like faces of the cheruvim. That's Avas Yisrael. So he says that the Moshe of Ozhrav, we actually see the Baal Shem Tov's three loves: the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu, love of Torah, love of Jews. It's dafka actually in this week's part. It's actually in this pasuk, and I think it's very, very apropos. When it comes down to it, the whole avoda of Mishnah Nechnas Adam Marbim Simcha, the whole avoda of Purim is that when a Jew realizes that the Rabbanu Shalom wasn't just it was dafka lech knus is called Yehudim, is when the Jews all came together. It wasn't just then they realized how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves them. And then they realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to love each other. The whole avoda of the whole day is Mishlachmonos, Matanos of Yoinim. It's all about giving, receiving. And that's, we know, the Gemara and Shabbos and Peches, it says that we renewed our love for Torah. Because when we renew the love for each other, it's renewing the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's renewing the love for the Torah. It's really all one love. But it says about Shem Tov, it's three, but it's really 1A, 1B, and 1C. A beautiful idea from the Baal Shem Tov and Moshe of Ozhrav. Moving on to the third idea. The third idea comes to us from the Meshech Chachma. So Pasuk says in Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Tezvav, "B'tabas ha'aron yu abadim, Lo yasru mimenu. The pole shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. It says the Meshech Chachma, that when it comes down to it, the Medrash says the Aron refers to the Keser Torah. The Aron refers to the Torah. And he says the Badim, the poles, what do the poles represent? The poles represent Hemah Machzikim Bam. That's right, the poles are the thing that hold up the Aron. The poles are the thing that hold up the Torah. He says at the end of the day, the poles are the people that support Torah, the people that encourage people to be able to learn Torah, those who financially assist the Torah and Talmud Torah. It's not only just something that you are Yotzei in Elul, you are Yotzei in Kislev. No, it has to be a constant, continuous thing. And I think that's such a main message of really what we just spoke about the Gemara and Shabbos, that we renewed ourselves, Kadr Kibbul Mimei HaShverish, we reaccepted the Torah, Dafka knew it because it was a different way of Torah that we understand. We understood the Torah was mamash our lives. We had to make sure to financially support Torah, but that doesn't only mean financially, it means that spiritually, we're always talking about the chashivas of Talmud Torah and how Talmud Torah is so important in every Jew's life. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. Usually we focus on Thursday nights on Majitz, but this week we got a little Majitz a little early. So the Pasuk says, by the menorah, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The Pasuk says, Vasisa menorah zahav tohar miksha teaseh menorah yurecha v'kana givya kathara perachat mimenu yiyu. You should make this menorah pure gold, beaten out, the menorah will be made, and the goblets are going to come, the branch and everything. And we know that Rashi famously quotes the Aramech Chazal, that Moshe had a hard time understanding what the menorah would look like. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, throw this kikar la'or, throw this piece of metal into the fire, and then you'll see what comes out. It'll come te'aseh. Right? Te'aseh means that it'll te'aseh menorah. The menorah will come from it. So the Majlis wants to understand, what's the deeper idea in this pasuk? What's the derech avodah for a Jew's life in 2018, Tavshanayin Ches, holding right now? So he says that at the end of the day, the message is when a Jew doesn't know where to turn, and a Jew has having a hard time in his life, and he just, Rabban Hashem says, do your best, but you have to do your part, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do the rest. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Nunhei Chav Gimel, very famous pasuk, it hangs in my dining room here over here. Hashech al Hashem, Yehavcha v'hu yichach kalecha. You have to do your part, you throw it onto the Rabban Hashem, he's going to gather you in. You have to do your part, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, throw in the menorah, throw it, you have to throw in the fire. Throw the metal into the fire, but then I'm gonna take care of it. So when the Jews have sometimes having a hard time with a Navoda, with Parnasa, with Shidduchim, with Refuah, with Rachman Latzlan, you have to do your part. You have to find the best doctors. You have to do your shtalas. But you put it in the Rabbon Shalom. This is for you. I want to be healthy to be able to serve you. I want to have a family to serve you. I want to have Parnasa to give tzedaka. See, do Te'aseh HaMenorah. The message is, you do your part. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, do your part, and I'll take the rest. But we realize, to be able to, the Divrei Yisrael says, Mamish, to realize that you have to do your part. You have to do your shtalas, not more than your shtalas. You have to do your shtalas, and the rest of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mamish will take care. And finally, the fifth and final idea for this week's Parsha, for Truma, and for Purim, getting ready for Purim. Pasuk says, L'chol Yistos HaChotzer Nechoshes. All the stakes of the Chotzer had to be made out of copper. Baba Tribi wants to understand why Dafka, what's the message Dafka in this pasuk? So he says that the stakes, these things had to be hammered into the earth. Why did it have to be hammered into the earth? He says the whole message of the Mishkan was to indicate that the Kedusha of the Mishkan shall penetrate all physicality in the entire world. He says our job as Jews is to bring Kedusha, is to bring divinity, is to bring holiness into everywhere into the world, into the airports, into the city, into everywhere we go, into our brachas, into our yashar yadzars, into the most physical things, we find kedusha there, right? Amalek is yud kei vav kei, right? Al kiyat al kes ka, right? The letters that we have, al kes ka, right now we have yud kei. It's the ruchnius things. But the vav kei there, right? The physical things, Amalek says there's no kedusha in there, right? The oldest farm say, vav kei, there's no kedusha. Eat, you get married to have a good time, enjoy the physical world. No, as Jews, we understand to be able to uplift every physical action. As you know, it's famously brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Laman Alf. The Mehari is a person, that he does everything, Bigdusha, Achila, Shasiyah, his Halicha, his Yeshiva, everything's done with Yurke. Everything's done with Kedusha Mamish. Let's just chazal these five ideas. We started off the first idea, the Svarna of Moshe Shomach. The Svarna says that we, before the eagle, we could have had the Mikdash was everywhere. But then Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka, put himself specifically in a higher level, Dafka, in the Mikdash. And it says in Moshe Shomach, how important it is for to be so careful to daven, to learn in the base Midrash, the base Knesset. And I think maybe to add, to make sure that we don't talk about Dvar and Batalim, Dafka, and these types of places also. Maybe to make sure those places are about the Mikdash. Second idea is about Shem Tov. Avas Hashem, Avas Torah, Avas Yisrael. That those three, all those three are actually found Dafka in that pasuk over there. And really, we want to say is that really they're all one love, just three branches. Ramosha Azra says, at the end of the day, by the Kruvim, by the lid, and Dafka, the Kruvim facing each other, it's Avas Hashem, Avas Torah, and Avas Yisrael. Meshech Chachma says that lo yasur mimenu by the poles. You have to constantly be holding on to the poles, meaning you have to constantly be supporting Torah, talking about the Chashivas of Torah, always trying to grow in our Torah, learning. The fourth idea, the Divrei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time understanding what the menorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, throw it into the fire, and then it'll come out. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to every Jew, you have to do your part, and I'll take care of the rest. Don't just do your part, but you'll know that everything comes from me. You have to do your part, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to do the rest. And when a Jew sometimes feels like you're at the end, and you're in front of a wall, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I just want you to reach out to me a little bit. Habal Atar Messiah of Souls, Gemara says. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to help you. Finally, the Bava Tribi says, people, what does that mean? By Dafka the copper, it says Dafka the copper, all the things of courtyard must be made of copper to be able to bring Kedusha Mamashim to the entire world. Every spark and every little action that we do, every comment, be able to find the holiness in everything that we do. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should be zochah to uplift our Bate Kenitz, our appreciation for shuls and Bate Medrashes, be able to understand the Avas Hashem, Avas Torah, Avas Yisrael is all one love, which is all connected to the whole Indian of Purim, of Adar, to be able to machli Torah, to support Torah, not only financially, but talking about it verbally, encouraging all our friends, ourselves, David Shaw, to never be able to give up, do our best, Mamish, and the Rebbeinu will take care of the rest, and finally, infusing Kedusha and everything into our lives. We should be Zochah Bez Hashem, Hafreilich, and Rosh Chodesh Adar, Yashchem.